Now, today is First Friday.
Mm.
It's supposed to clear up, sunshine this afternoon. High is around 59, 63, so that's not bad. You're not going to be walking around working up a lather. You'll be comfortable, you know? Maybe that glass of wine or hot chocolate might come in handy.
Okay.
At locations.
Those my two choices?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sure you need a cocktail. I don't know if they serve martinis at Macross the Art Center. Do you serve martinis at the Macross the Art Center?
Not usually. I think we had a fundraiser once where we did, but it was a one-time event.
It's Katie Marshall. She's the executive director of the Macross the Art Center. She's here to tell us about what's going on in downtown Grand Rapids as well as the Macross the Art Center.
So Katie, suck in some air.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to take a couple breathing.
That's fine.
Breaks
we got water.
One. It's a two-pager. There's okay. A lot. Yes. So. Oh, we have a good one to start it off with. It is the grand reopening of Frame Up, and they are celebrating from 4 to 6 with music by Corey Medina and Brothers, and pizza from Pizza Works, and drawings for frame prints and gift certificates. So help them celebrate their grand reopening under new ownership. North and Bloom, next door to Frame Up, it has Jan from Tin Lilies, who will be showcasing her hand-cut metal flowers made from reclaimed tin. And Wings and Willows Art Gallery and Custom Framing is going to be featuring Tracy Eilertsen McDowell of Simple Things, and she does hand-stamped jewelry creations using metal and beads to create custom, inspirational, fun, and creative jewelry. Just next door at Lake Lover Vintage, local potter Karen Olson will be showing her unique up north pottery, which is inspired by nature. So she'll have some of her new works, including framed moon, lake, birch, and pine landscapes, as well as other pottery. And you can receive a free pottery ornament with a purchase. And then they always have treats from Boondocks Enterprises at Lake Lover as well. Project Care Free Clinic is going to be back in the First Friday lineup this month. They are inviting everyone to stop by for an open house celebrating the Healers, which is a multi-person presentation of varying pieces of art focused on the difference made by people who work to heal others every day. So they're going to have a memorial for nurse practitioner Bernice Kane, artwork by Kiesler Wellness Center students, and some different treats and refreshments. In the Central Square Mall, they are welcoming their newest edition, which is Anything by Austin, which offers locally handcrafted home decor, furnishings, photography, and wood-burned art. Also in the mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options is there, and they work to empower and provide opportunities to artists of all abilities. At the Lake & Co. Shop, they are also celebrating. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary with popcorn giveaways and beer from Bent Paddle Brewing Company. It's a Meet the Brewer event, which they often do as a fundraiser for United Way, and 10% of shop sales donations for the beer tasting will benefit United Way of 1,000 Lakes. At Stained Glass with Class, they have artist Serenity Barden. She is a painter specializing in wildlife and pet portraits. And then in Central School, there's a lot going on. First of all, outside of Central School, there are some installations of art by fourth grade students from District 318 that have been going up over the last couple of weeks. They've been coming in for field trips, and artist Aaron Squadroni has been going to their classes and working with them. So they've put together these conceptual tree houses. So they're all hanging from the trees, and you can go check out their work and learn a little bit about their process.
So is that what I see in the tree, or is there an Aaron Squadroni sculpture in the
No,
the
those
tree.
Are done by the students.
Really?
With the able assistance of Aaron and
yeah, it's cool.
What is lots of hanging.
What do you mean by a conceptual?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not a tree house exactly.
No, it's
a tree house. Oh.
But it's supposed to be the idea was to design a tree house, and then it's not.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
To me, it looks kind of like chimes.
Yeah, and it looks really cool. It was hard to imagine it when it was originally described, but it came together really well, and the kids had a lot of fun putting it together, and it's really fun to just see all their work out there. So that's happening outside. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, but they're somewhat weatherproofed.
It's going to.
Inside the school, there's a lot going on. There's, of course, the artists on the third floor, including Mary Myers Corwin, David Dobbs, Kyle Huff, and Jennifer Gorman. At least some of them will be up there, and you can definitely check out the work of everyone else. They're going to have live music in the school with self-taught piano soloist Ariane Aiken. You can stop in and hear her playing and singing. And then True North Salon and Spa will be hosting Grand Rapids' new business, Rapids Maven, which is a personal shopper and stylist, Anna Roberts. So she'll be teaching the art of dressing with free consultations and outfit ideas. And then also in Central School, watercolors by Nora Stevens, who is a former Grand Rapids High School art teacher, will be showing original watercolors and cards for sale. And I'm not 100% sure if Nora's going to be there or not, but she might be. I've spoken with some of her family members who are arranging this, so I think a lot of people who had Nora as a high school art teacher might want to stop by and at least check out her work, but maybe get a chance to see her as well. And then at Brood Awakenings, Artist of the Month is Ryan Korfitz, who will be displaying acrylic and watercolor paintings with music by Kim Nagler from 4:30 to 6, complimentary coffee and cookies, and a dinner special till 6:30. And at the VFW Post 1720, they have live jazz from 7 to 10, with their special guest this month is Martha Larson on cello and vocals.
Heidi, let's just you and I talk for a minute so she can catch her breath.
I like your vintage shirt.
I like yours, too. Kind of what is it, chintz, or what was it? I'm just throwing something out there.
I don't think it's chintz.
I don't really know what chintz is, but I always think of it in association with curtains.
Yeah, or chintz, a bedspread. Chintz curtains. To me.
Or perhaps covering a table cloth.
Which this chintz. Is nothing like that. I don't understand.
Maybe it's the pattern.
Because this is sort of a silky feel to it.
Oh.
So that's why I think of chintz as like it would feel differently, like kind of.
And now. Well, that's fine. And now let's segue so you can take a break and get your mind off art a little bit. But I want to talk about art.
I still have to talk about McCrossy, though.
Yes, I know. Yes. Okay. I know. But you came in, you have a beautiful dress on.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you have a little bit of a V cut down the front of your shirt. And you have a necklace, and it's beautiful. And I asked you, was there a lot of preparation in picking out that necklace? And you said.
I said, not really, but it matches my earrings, and I was trying to decide if I wanted it to match. I didn't think I did, but...
I didn't know that was an issue. Heidi, you kind of agreed with her right away.
Yeah, and I've never talked about it with anyone before, but
now it's public.
I'm not a big fan of matte. Like, I will buy... Once in a while, I've bought a set, but I don't wear them together. But I may need to rethink it because it looks very nice on Katie.
I think it helps that the earrings aren't super obvious.
They're not giant danglers that you can see because you have hair. Yeah. But it looks very nice. I just wanted to... That was interesting. That's something I did not know, that women not necessarily buy a trio of things and wear them all at the same time. You break them up.
Trio. I was looking to see if she had a bracelet or something, because there's only... you're counting each earring.
They're ears, your rings. Okay, Katie, what's going on at the McCrosty?
Yeah, yes. McCrosty. Well, we've
beautiful
got,
stuff, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, yeah, really nice. We've got two great exhibits this month. We have in the McCrosty Gallery, Kimberly Benson has her paintings, and they are large, they're colorful, they're abstract. She does oil paintings and collage, and probably the kind of thing you want to stop in and see. I'm not going to do a great job of describing it.
I can help you. I mean, some are large, and they're not all alike. It's kind of really cool. And one of them, when I first saw them, the texture is rough. It's almost like it's laid out on mesh screen or something.
Yeah, she uses lace. Yep, and then lots of texture for sure. And it's interesting because they're abstracted paintings, but she is really inspired by sort of like the work of the... 17th century Dutch still life or certain older art movements, but she really takes them to keeps working them past recognition to kind of pushing them to the border of almost failure is what she says in her artist statement.
Interesting way.
Yeah. So, and then in the Minnesota gallery, we have local watercolor artist Keith Thompson. So he's showing a selection of his work in watercolor and colored pencil. And we have music by Sam Miltich and Martha Larson from 4 to 5:30 before they head over to the VFW. And North Holmes will be providing the food. And it sounds like they've got a great menu put together for us tonight.
Anybody bringing martinis?
No martinis, but there will be wine. Right. As always, wine, coffee, and I haven't decided if I'm going for lemonade or cider based on the weather, but probably lemonade. Oh. It's still June.
Yeah.
I don't drink martinis very often. I don't know why you're acting like that's what I drink all the time. I have like two martinis a year, I would say.
And when you have those two, you have them in rapid succession. I just want to say that. Wow.
I would like you to show, so art comes in many different forms, in a martini glass sometimes.
Yes.
But also, I think that we have some radio artists around here that do some amazing programming. But our volunteer of the year this year, she does artwork that is inspired by each show that she does.
Oh, wow.
So she was on last night. You have to look at this one she produced last night. So we're
look
just seeing it. She leaves them here for us.
Now look at the spin wheel. Manipulate the spin wheel.
Wow, the wheel of wonderful music.
And so she's usually, this helps her figure out what she's going to play. and what she might talk about. And she, so look at how, I mean, we have an entire notebook full of these things from her. Shannon Fitch is who we're talking about. She's our Volunteer of the Year this year, and she does a great job.
That's how she prepares for her show. Wow. It's all done the night before.
That is super impressive. It reminds me of people who do the art journaling, which is like, yeah which is
and
also
And she's
impressive.
A daycare provider. She, a lot of times, does it with her daycare kids.
Yeah.
They kind of help her along, too, as she goes. So
she needs a designer shirt, our next shirt.
She's working on it.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've already talked to her. So last night, some of the music was, let's see, Dan Auerbach, Waiting on a Song, Fats Domino. Spread Your Wings and Fly was the theme of last night's show, and I think it was because her son was with her. Cage the Elephant, the Eagles, Emmylou Harris.
Any Linda Ronstadt?
No. Roy Orbison.
All right.
Aretha Franklin. Ziggy Marley. There you go. Anyway, we've got great music coming up this morning at 9 o'clock. Radio artists who do this cool stuff. John Henningsgaard will be your host. If you want more information on what's going on in downtown Grand Rapids, go to grandrapidsarts.org or the McCrosty Arts Center's website, mccrostyartscenter.org. Katie, thanks so much. Have a great day and evening.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Coming up, we'll talk to Molly Olson from the Ely Folk School. Find out what's going on there.
Down, oh, promise. what a wicked crowd. Such a wicked
up. Katie Carter brings us more arts news, things going on across our region. We didn't get a chance to check in with Molly Olson, but I do want to tell you some of the things going on for June there. You can go to elyfolkschool.org, and a lot of cooking classes this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's Zilk Kravi, which is a Serbian kind of ravioli you could learn how to make. Sour cream strudel is tomorrow. Later in the month, you can find out how to make coconut petitza. And there's also some artesian cheese making that is coming up June 28th at the Ely Folk School. That's right after that. There's a class on forest bathing.
On what?
Forest bathing.
What does that mean?
It's the concept that if you walk in the woods silently, you are bathed in nature, and it'll bring a peace and serenity to your life. It comes from Japan.
Katie Carter, have you done any forest bathing lately?
Well, I have not, but I should. Although I did do some art bathing last night. I went around and checked out the art scene around Bemidji, and boy, do I feel cleansed.
Nice.
It is amazing.
Super segue, by the way. So what is going on in arts?
Okay. Well, I do have to say, well, it's summer, so it's a perfect time to get out and see the art. It is, there's not just a high quantity of art, and I'm just talking about Bemidji right now. The quality is just over the top. So, I mean, we're talking, I just took a bath in it last night, and I still feel just like rejuvenated by it. First stop that I went to yesterday was the Watermark Art Center. They organized the whole First Friday Art Walk, and so it's the perfect place for me to kind of have a touchstone. And currently in the Mekonon Gallery, they've got a show called I Am an Anishinaabe Woman by Hillary Kempenick, and it's huge pieces. They're bold, they're vibrant, and like I said, they're big, and they're all kind of about empowering Native nations, and it's honoring women and children as they rise up to the challenges that are imposed on them by society, and as they make steps towards overcoming historical trauma. So I encourage people to check that out. It's kind of hard not to have a reaction to the pieces, whether it's just because of the vibrant colors or the feeling that those colors give you, or, you know, looking deeper into the piece, you might have a different reaction. So I encourage people to check that out. The Harlow Clevin Gallery is still showing their exhibit. Being here, I interviewed Laura Goliashevsky a little while back about that show, and that's available online. It's a really powerful show with pieces from all over the world. But going around town, and I'll make a loop back to the Watermark for their big show that's new and opening tonight. The Nielsen Center, the Nielsen Place, is showing Jeff Kitterman, Drawn to Nature. He's an award-winning regional artist who does pen and ink biological illustrations. And that is at the Woods Edge campus, kind of by Sanford Hospital at the Nielsen Place. The Bemidji Library is featuring paintings by John Winter. He is retired from the Minnesota State Park Service and was also Beltrami County's park director. And so his paintings reflect this background of nature and history and recreation. That's at the Bemidji Library. Artist Russell Lund was just featured by Milt Lee on Call of the Wild last week, I believe. And he's actually got two shows going on in Bemidji right now throughout the month. One is at the Wild Hare, where he is showcasing and kind of paying homage to his nurses in the ICU unit after a tragic experience that he had. And then at the Gallery North, gallery. He's got a show called Creations, where he's looking at realism, surrealism, and impressionistic styles, and that'll be on display at Gallery North. He's a Minnesota author. Oh, sorry. I got ahead of myself in my notes. Also at Gallery North is Colin Mustful, and he's a Minnesota author and historian who focuses on Minnesota and its surrounding regions during that complex, complicated time as land was being transferred to Native people, and that's what he delves into with his writing. So I would encourage people to check Colin Mustful's work out at Gallery North, as well as Russell Lund's second show. He's kind of on a hot streak here in Bemidji right now. Russell Lund's at Gallery North and at Wild Hare. And United Methodist Church is showing 25-year retrospection by artist Mary Therese. And we've got art by Mary Therese right here in the studio. I'm looking at it right now, some of her batik work. She does batiks and watercolors and acrylics and media collage. And she's just a generally overall super positive, joyful person. And I would say that all of that comes through her work. So check out her stuff at United Methodist Church. Tonight at Bridget's Cross, I've been helping Dan Gannon. I spoke with Dan on the morning show on Wednesday about a show. It's the Unite Against Hate show. And it's kind of a second chapter, if you will, from the marches that took place in August. There was marches against hate all over. There was one in Grand Rapids. There was one in Bemidji. There were many, many in our listening area. And Dan really wants to continue the conversation. He didn't want it just to leave, just to have a march and forget about it. So he's organized this art show that's got artists from all over Minnesota and from people who show in big galleries in the cities to people who don't show in galleries to, there's a couple high school students that have pieces in. It's a really eclectic group of work, and I'd encourage people to come check it out. He required each artist to write why they submitted a particular piece of art to this show, under the umbrella of Unite Against Hate. And so each piece has a little story behind it, and that's all right next to each of the pieces on the wall. And after the show, starting at 7, there'll be a concert, and Lady Midnight will be playing later in the night. XOXO is playing, DJ Livewire is playing, and Ivan Smith, who's a acoustic funk guy around town. So that's at Bridget's. That'll be a lot of fun tonight, and just kind of a celebration of diversity, and the feeling and the notion that we want to bring unity into the community, and diversity equals strength. So that's at Bridget's. Looping back to Watermark, there is a show at the Watermark right now by Lou Ferrari that will twist your mind. It totally twisted my mind. I don't even know how many pieces are on their wall. 200, maybe. They're hanging by hangers in these long plastic sleeves. Lou Ferrari does these incredible pieces of art on pages of the New York Times, and it's kind of like he sits down on a page of the New York Times and lets the spirit of art take his mind over. It's like you can kind of tell there was no consciousness that took place in it, yet there are stories that you can see are happening and woven throughout his pieces. Sometimes they play off words on the Times, the headlines. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes there's a little grocery list on the side where his brain was like, oh, well, you need to get milk. Or there was a note, oh, he needs to call Cindy and Gary Berger. This is from a few years ago before our beloved Gary Berger passed away here in Bemidji. They're phenomenal. The show is going to be up for 2 months. I would recommend people go, and you'll have to go more than once. It could possibly take 2 months to look at each piece. They are powerful. And when the first thing I said to Lou last night when I met him was, oh my God, your mind is blowing my mind. Because it's like, how do artists' brains do that? It's a true artist. Go check the work out at the Watermark. It's phenomenal. And I'm going to be talking with Lou hopefully later today, and I'll run a piece on him on Area Voices between now and the time that his show is over. So that'd be really interesting to learn how his brain works. It's something, like I said, there's so many stories within each piece. And then, of course, on the backdrop of the New York Times, then your own brain starts to kind of thread the words from the New York Times into what you're seeing. Multi levels going on. And he's, I would say, an artistic genius. So we're really, really lucky to have him doing a show right here in Bemidji. And I encourage people to check it out. The Watermark Art Center does provide a complete interactive map on all the art stuff going on in town on the first Friday. Check that out. Their website is watermarkartcenter.org, and that'll help you plan your attack of how you're going to see all these art exhibits around town tonight. Oh, one more thing. The Butch Holden Studio in town is showing Jeff Berger, another person who's been featured here on the radio. So it's really a best of the best first Friday this tonight in Bemidji. Get out and check it out. And then after you walk around, come down to Bridget's and listen to some great music and celebrate diversity. That's what I've got. And I want to thank the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Foundation for helping us bring the First Friday Roundup to you, our listener. Did you ever have to finally decide? Say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide?